Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
You know, if you think about it, most of our fears and our habits are formed from ages 1 through 7. And I'm sure that the seed of this fear lies somewhere in those years. But the good thing is that, you know, that fear can be changed. And that's part of the reason why I wanted to create my own dream community, my global community called Action Tribe. Because wouldn't you love to be part of a group that accepts you, regardless of your status, ethnicity, wealth, looks, gender, age, or color? I'm trying to put together what I never got in my life, a group that I can feel connected to no matter where in the world you are. No one ever has to go through what I did. I assure you, you are seen, you are felt, and accepted just as you are. Even though we have not met, I do feel this connection of you listening to these episodes every time I release a new one.
The seven chakras, swirling vortices of energy, positioned throughout our body from the base of the spine to the crown of the head. For thousands of years, this ancient wisdom has been passed on from master to disciple. What are the functions of these energy centers? And could these chakras help you unlock your destiny and find your true purpose? Welcome to My Seven Chakras. And now, your host, Aditya Jai Kumar.
Hey everyone, AJ here, host and founder of My Seven Chakras, mysevenchakras.com, the place where we help you calm your mind, relax your nervous system, and experience deep states of bliss. In today's episode, I wanted to connect with you and introduce myself once again and tell you a bit more about my life. Many of you have been listening to me host this show since the end of 2015. And because we are 5 years in, I really wanted to build a relationship with you, the listener. That's right, you listening to this show right now, because I appreciate you listening. I record these sessions in my little home in Vancouver, Canada, but these interviews are listened to all over the world, which is surreal. The other day, I noticed that iTunes placed our podcast on rank number one in Romania, which is amazing, right? Where are you listening to this episode from today? Let's connect on Instagram. Now, before we continue, I'm doing a 2020 survey of our listeners so that we can get to know you better and improve our podcast. So if you're in a hurry but would like to share your views in this quick survey, then go to mysevenchakras.com/survey2020. Now, if you're not interested in getting to know me or about our vision for this podcast, then you can skip ahead to the next episode. All right. So my name is Aditya Jai Kumar. That's where the AJ comes from. Jai Kumar is my dad's name. I live in Vancouver in British Columbia on Main Street. I'm originally from Mumbai in India, which is a large city in the western state of Maharashtra. You can take a look on Google Maps if you have it right now. So I used to live in a place called Sanpada, S-A-N-P-A-D-A, which is a suburb of a place called Navi Mumbai, which translates to New Mumbai, because Mumbai is technically an island and Navi Mumbai is sort of the mainland, right? That's where I lived. All of my life, since I was 4 years old, I wanted to travel to the USA. That's it. That was my goal. That was my dream. And I would tell all my friends that I was going to the USA next month. But that never happened. You see, my cousins live in California. And they would come to Mumbai every year for about 3 weeks. And they would bring chocolates and talk about their life in the USA and share pictures and stories. And maybe because of them and watching Hollywood movies, life in the USA seemed so fascinating. Disneyland and movies and beaches and pizzas and burgers. You know what I mean. And every time we would see them off at the airport, I would feel so bad inside. I would tell my parents, can I just go with them? And they would say, not this time, Aditya. You know that human quality of wanting something, but you just can't have it? And because you can't have it, you want it even more because you asked for it and you weren't given it. Well, that's exactly what happened to me. And it was not until I was 23 that I got my first chance to visit the USA through the company that I worked at, Bose Corporation, the audio brand. And when I got to know that I had won an all-expense trip for about 15 to 18 days to the USA, I was ecstatic. I was out of this world because all my dreams had come true for free. And on that trip, I visited Manhattan, Los Angeles, Universal Studios, the Golden Gate Bridge, and so many other places. And in those days, I was a big fan of Snoop Dogg. Yeah, the rapper. So I remember actually asking my uncle to take me to Long Beach just to pay homage to the rapper. So that trip was a good first dose of USA for me. And I still have fond memories from that first trip. You see, the grass is always greener on the other side. Just like I was dreaming about visiting Universal Studios and seeing the skyscrapers in New York City and getting to try out all these different foods. I know many of you in other parts of the world yearn to come to India to visit the Himalayas, to see cows walking on the streets in some rural town or village, to visit a temple or to dance at an Indian wedding. You know what I mean. So I came to Vancouver in the year 2014 to do an MBA program at the University of British Columbia. And ever since I've been here. So let's move on to the next question. What is my vision for life? I've got many things that I want to achieve in life, but most of them aren't really materialistic. I don't want those fancy cars, a $1 million yacht, or even a large mansion. I'm not after those things. But I could summarize what I'm really wanting to manifest more of in three words. Number one, more freedom. Now, this could be financial freedom, but this could also be location freedom so that I can work from anywhere in the world that has an internet connection. It's also emotional freedom and mental freedom so that I can really connect with the essence of my soul without being limited by my emotional or mental constructs so that I can go beyond the physical and remember who I truly am. The next thing is more connection. And what I mean here is having more mindful, joyful moments with myself firstly, but also with people I truly care about, like my parents, my sister, my friends, and people in my community. I just want to be able to throw dinners or brunches and invite people for food, for fun, and maybe some wine. It's just something I crave for, that connection. Number three is creativity. Like many of you, I am a creative soul. And bringing to the world ideas that were once a figment of my imagination really lights me up. So that could be a new podcast, a new video on YouTube, or even a creative breathwork workshop. I really yearn to do more of those things at a larger level so that I can have a greater impact, a positive impact on people around the world. Now, I've not made it yet. I'm still on this quest. I'm in the trenches. I'm taking action. I'm making mistakes, having failures, and having some wins as well, and learning along the way. And you, my friend, get to be part of this collective journey. Next question is, what do I fear? Now, at the risk of whispering my fears into the ears of hundreds of thousands of people, here goes. One of my fears is not being accepted, and the fear of abandonment. You know that feeling to be part of a group and then abandoned and feeling all alone? That's my fear. And I'm sure that most of it is not logical, and I'm working on it every day through my breath work and journaling and meditation. But, you know, if you think about it, most of our fears and our habits are formed from ages 1 through 7, and I'm sure that the seed of this fear lies somewhere in those years. But the good thing is that, you know, that fear can be changed. And that's part of the reason why I wanted to create my own dream community, my global community called Action Tribe. Because wouldn't you love to be part of a group that accepts you regardless of your status, ethnicity, wealth, looks, gender, age, or color? I'm trying to put together what I never got in my life, a group that I can feel connected to no matter where in the world you are. No one ever has to go through what I did. I assure you, you are seen, you are felt, and accepted just as you are. Even though we have not met, I do feel this connection of you listening to these episodes every time I release a new one. Okay, next question. Now, this is a question that I ask my guests on every episode, which is, what is one thing you do in the morning or in the evening that has improved the quality of your life? So here are two things that I do. One is cold showers. Cold showers have really changed my life, and I've been doing them now for over a year. And I've also made an entire podcast episode about it. In fact, on January 2nd, I'm doing a polar plunge into the ocean here in Vancouver to raise funds for a charity called Operation Underground Railroad to help end child trafficking. So that experience should be interesting and will certainly push me beyond my limits. The second thing is I do intermittent fasting. I just have 1 to 2 meals in a day. That's all. There's a lot of science and evidence behind the benefits of intermittent fasting. And on February 24th, 2021, I'm interviewing Dr. Mindy Pels, who is an expert at intermittent fasting, to share this practice with all of you. Next question. What is one piece of advice that you have for all of your listeners? Well, one piece of advice is that it's never late to get started. So many of our people in our community want to start something new, a new hobby, a new practice, a new podcast, YouTube channel, business, you name it. And oftentimes we feel like we've missed the boat or that we're too old for it, right? Are you able to relate? Don't listen to the haters or the people that have given up or even your own voice that sort of, you know, prevents you from taking action. The moment you feel it's too late, it's actually the perfect time to start, but you must begin and take some form of action. Don't let other people's opinions or even your own fears rob you of this opportunity to start something new and fail. You see, failure is actually good because it gives you an opportunity to learn something new. But just start and have some practice to help you calm your mind, center yourself, like breath work or meditation or something else. But other than that, don't worry about time. Time is going to pass whether you start today or not. But what will shift is you by just starting. Does that make sense? Okay, so the next question is, what can I expect as a listener of your podcast? So my goal with this podcast, My Seven Chakras, is multifold. Firstly, I want to introduce you to a variety of modalities that you can use to optimize your health, heal your life, and realize your true self. Plus, I also want to connect you with people from the fields of breathwork, Ayurveda, nutrition, yoga, and Qigong. And I want to build lifelong relationships with people in this field. And like I mentioned before, I'm doing a survey right now to find out what you want and what you enjoy so that we can provide you more of what you like and what you're looking for. So please spend about 5 minutes to share your views. And as a thank you, you will get a free ticket to our next Breathwork Introduction Workshop on Zoom live if you fill in the survey. Visit mysevenchakras.com/survey2020. That's mysevenchakras.com/survey2020. And you'll find the links in the description section. Now, my second goal with this podcast is to provide you evidence-based practical information about breathwork. You see, I'm a breathwork instructor, and on this journey of over 5 years doing this podcast, I've come across hundreds of modalities. But there's nothing as accessible and urgent than breathwork. James Nestor, not sure if you heard about him, but he's the author of the book Breath. And he wrote, no matter how much you eat, how much you exercise, how skinny or young or wise you are, none of it matters if you are not breathing properly. And there's a whole science behind breathwork. So it's not just the ancient practice. Yes, there is the ancient practice, but now you're able to see the evidence behind it. You're able to see the science behind it, and you're able to notice shifts in minutes. So before attempting anything else, it's really important to ensure that you are breathing correctly and you're able to influence your physiology in ways that allow you to feel much better and look at the world in a different light.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator. What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
The other thing that I'm also doing is that I've started posting podcasts and videos on my YouTube channel. We do live stream video interviews on there, and I'm planning to add some really useful, practical breathwork videos there, which you're going to love. It's a small channel compared to some of the other giants out there. We only have 1,535 subscribers at the moment. So if you'd like to become subscriber number 1,536, then visit my7chakras.com/YouTube and make sure you hit subscribe and the bell notifications icon, because that tells YouTube to share our channel with others. So go to my7chakras.com/YouTube. I'm planning to add more videos over there that are really going to help you on your healing and your spiritual journey. The next thing that you can look forward to is breathwork workshops. I do breathwork intro workshops for people who are new to this practice to give you a taste of the calm and relaxation that you can experience. Now, these sessions happen twice in a month for just 50 cents a class. That's right, 50 cents. We're also planning to organize more events and retreats in the near future, so stay tuned. All right, so if you have listened till here, then you are a true fan of this podcast, and I appreciate you from the bottom of my heart. Like I said earlier, please fill in this quick survey so that we can get to know what your goals are and we can get to work to create exactly what is it that you need in 2021 and beyond. The link is my7chakras.com/survey2020. my7chakras.com/survey2020. And finally, before closing, I'd love to connect with you one-on-one. I love connecting with all of our listeners one-on-one, whether it's through email. My email is aj@my7chakras.com. Instagram, my handle is @my7chakras. You can just also friend me on Facebook and we can chat via Messenger. Any way you choose, I love to establish a connection with all of our listeners and, you know, point you in the right direction or disconnect. So if that resonates with you, I'd love to hear from you and learn about your story. I hope you have a great day ahead, and we'll talk soon.
Thank you for listening to My Seven Chakras at my7chakras.com. That is my seven chakras.com.